All matter is formed from your imagination through frequencies, emotions are frequencies, they are the same thing. Through the imagination of all the different realms, universes, is formed so much matter, so many frequencies, again infinite. The journey is endless. But when you understand time, it is only one moment. Your time is an illusion created by you. Created by your mind. It is true to say that your creations are more productive for you when they come from your consciousness. But it is also important that your creations come from your mind. One is not better than the other. Both are necessary. Many are not ready for the creations that can come from the consciousness. Many are happy to create only from the mind. I've told you before, what lies in the metaphysical is beyond your ability to understand, more to deal with. You would feel lost. Your reliance on your conditioning is immense on this world. More than you can imagine. You could not imagine. It is necessary for you to continue your journey in the physical, but it is also necessary for you to understand the metaphysical. Your application of your wisdom will only realize itself in the physical. But there are many things that you can do. You must be aware that you did not miss anything. Illusion of time makes you think you are missing something. You did not. There's only the moment. You cannot miss something you can rationalize and come to a conclusion. And this will take time in your world, but there is nothing to miss. Again, your conditioning tells you that time is ticking. It is not. 'Tis a mountain. 'Tis the moment, the only moment. You fear missing something. You fear not doing something in the time scale you are giving yourself. There is no time. It's your illusion. Your fear, your created fear from your illusion. You have created so many stumbling blocks in your life, deliberately to fall over them. Whilst this is necessary for your awakening, you must also be aware they are only your creation, your stumbling blocks in your mind. The path is clear. There are no blocks. You can run as fast as you like. You can sleep. It's your choice. There is nothing that can stop you. You can stay here as long as you like, in what you call time. Your intrigue of the metaphysical is intense. It is what I have said it is. You wish to know more about us. There is little more I can tell you, other than we are the complete opposite of what you believe is real. We can guide you. I can guide you. You can guide yourself. You are guiding yourself. You have to move away from your conditioning to understand what is spoken here. You will apply it always. Your conditioning you will apply, and it will confuse you. You have to recreate our world with your imagination. A new word for you, imagination. Frequency. This is the only way you will understand the metaphysical. You have to start at the beginning, which is also the end, which is also the moment. You have to start to recreate without the interference of your conditioned life, to build a new story. To understand us correctly, this is what you have to do. Your story is so basic. Conditioned, controlled by you for a reason. The reason you are here. You are constantly looking for errors, errors from us. You may think they are errors, but we only give you the information that we know. There's no reason for us to give you any other information. How could we? Why would we? But your inquisitive mind will question everything. This is not bad. There is no bad. For you, it is necessary. For us, it is a waste of energy. You have important things to learn. Your journey has just begun. There is so much more. We too have to learn from you. We learn from every living thing and every metaphysical thing. We choose to learn. We choose to acquire wisdom. You too. You chose the path of learning. Your life cycles were orientated around this path of learning, of growing, of experiencing all and everything in one moment. But remember, that moment can be changed. Although it is written, can be changed. This is hard for you to understand. It is your choice. One can change. Billions can change. Same thing. In an instant, you can feel the energy now. And this is your creation. Our creation. You can see it. Your patience sometimes fails you. It's getting better. You must understand. You need to know self. You need to understand self. Without knowing self, you will not know. By knowing self, you will know everything. Every individual you will know. Because they are the same as you. I repeat again the same thing. It seems endless to you as though you are waiting. You are not. is a moment of realization. It is an instant. There is no time. And that moment is infinite, eternal. So your impatience is your creation from your mind. You will not do yourself an injustice by being an active member of the physical world. It is part of the process. Do not think you have raised your consciousness that you are not worthy to take this role. You have to take this role. You have to integrate. It is part of the process. But be aware of all. This is the only thing you have to do. Be aware. Understand. You have spent many hours in what you call time, attempting to understand. You have got very far with this. There is much more. It will come. It is simple. But it is only simple when you know. We do not make mistakes in the way you would term mistakes. Our words are chosen. You will see. You will see when you write. Your ego is never failing you. We are not challenging you. It is not how we are. You wish to challenge us. We do not understand this. We do not relate to it. There is no answer for you. We are you, and you are us. By challenging us, you are challenging yourself. Why would you do that? It is in your conditioning. Simply in your conditioning. But again, necessary for your journey. You have always challenged everyone and everything. The other energy in this room does not challenge. His conditioning has taught him to love, to care, to associate, to be kind. But again, it is conditioning. Both necessary. Both opposing. You must relax. Both of you.